He wanted to take me back to his house and introduce me to his family before we left for our wedding in Salt Lake City. The prophet was living in Salt Lake City, and my parents didn't want to postpone the marriage. I think they were worried that with more time, I'd find a way to get out of it or bolt, as Linda had. When Merrill arrived at the house, my younger siblings answered the door and came running to get me. Merrill didn't acknowledge me. He walked past me and into the kitchen, where he said hello to everyone. When he left, it was clear that he expected me to follow him, and I did. His truck was parked outside. He didn't even bother to open the door for me. As his truck pulled away from our house, I felt like I was front and center in a horror movie that was being played out in front of me, except that the horror was real and there was no escape. We were silent all the way to his house. Once we arrived, he called everyone together to meet their new mother. Juanita, Merrill's first wife, gave me a joyous hug. She said she was absolutely delighted that Merrill was getting a new wife because the family really needed one. I didn't know what she meant. We walked into the living room and people came from everywhere to give me a hug. I was hugged by at least 40 people. I wasn't used to being touched and it made me very uncomfortable. Merrill ordered his two other wives, Barbara and Ruth, to give me a hug. Ruth made the best of it, but Barbara treated me like the enemy. Battle lines were drawn. I was in hostile territory and it freaked me out. In just 24 hours, I had gone from worrying about my finals to preparing for a marriage I didn't want to a man I barely knew. When I got back home, Mom was still frantically working on my wedding dress. She needed me for a final fitting. I was so scared I felt like a zombie bride. Within hours, Merrill's family arrived at my home. He brought his three wives with him and his favored daughters, the Nusses. In high school, I'd thought I couldn't get through the year with them. In marrying their father, I'd be stuck with them for eternity. We traveled to Salt Lake City for the wedding in a small caravan of cars on Saturday morning, less than 48 hours since my father had dragged me out of bed to announce my engagement. I rode in the back seat of my father's van. At one stop, Merrill got into our van and talked business with my dad for an hour or two. He never once acknowledged me. It was only much later that I would learn that I was part of a business deal, a way for Merrill to get back into my father's good graces after my father filed a lawsuit against him. But at that time, my father truly believed that the prophet, Uncle Roy, had received a revelation from God that I was to become Merrill's wife. My father was so brainwashed that he couldn't see the obvious, and I was years away from connecting those dots myself. When we got to Salt Lake City, we checked into the Comfort Inn. My father had brought my mom and Rosie with him and reserved two rooms. When I realized there wasn't a room for me, it hit me. I would be expected to sleep with Merrill. Up until this point, I had been too overwhelmed to consider the possibility of sex. The gravity keeping my world in place was gone. I was not only a virgin, but someone who had never been touched in an intimate or romantic way. I had been kissed once by a boy, but we both got into trouble for it and were made to feel ashamed. The idea of sexual or physical contact with a man 32 years my senior was unfathomable. Both of my mothers helped me get ready for the marriage ceremony. Rosie was helping me comb through my long hair, which was 10 inches below my waist. It had rarely been cut. My biological mother, Neuralon, was fitting me into the dress she had made. I felt like I was being prepared for a ritual sacrifice, the proverbial lamb dressed and trussed, readied for slaughter. When I was ready, I got into the van with my father. We were driving to the prophet's home in Salt Lake City for the ceremony. After we got to Uncle Roy's, Merrill went in to talk to him while my father, two mothers, and I waited in the van. My father was matter-of-fact when he spoke to me. "Carolyn, Merrill is a good man, and I want you to know that if you want him to love you and love your children, you should always put his feelings first and find yourself in perfect obedience to him." Children? I had yet to adjust to the idea of marriage or sex, and now he was talking to me about children?